Well, Brad, this is a very dangerous day because the Transportation Committee is meeting, and among the items on the agenda is the creation of a transportation authority, which would have the power omnipotently to create tolls. That said, joining us now is the co-chair of the Transportation Committee, State Senator Tony Boucher of the 26th Senatorial District. She's in our Touchpoints Rehab interview. Chair, Senator, good morning and welcome to Brad and Dan.
Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Boy, this is a big deal that you got today, and I'll tell you, you probably know, as Dan and I do, that this is going to be a terrible thing for the state of Connecticut, and they're rushing this through because they don't know what they're doing. That's the big problem.
Well, you're right. We've been here before, and so many unanswered questions are still out there. No question. That is for sure.
Senator, how close are we to an actual vote on a concept, not knowing anything about it and yet voting about it?
Well, we're very close. In fact, we're supposed to meet today at 1 o'clock. We're going to be entertaining a number of bills. And in addition to the toll bill, there's at least two or three proposals to create what's called a transportation authority. The authority would literally take all the oversight away from tolling from the legislature and put it right in the DOT or the executive branch of governor's office.
Which, you know something? That is wrong because, number one, the legislators should have a say, I believe, and also you know that they're going to avoid it because they know that the public as a whole does not want tolls and what it'll do to us.
And you're absolutely right. They're afraid of facing the controversy, the opposition to all of this, so they want to take their fingerprints off of it by putting it, all the decision, into the DOT. And you're right, because poll after poll, whether it's our polls ourselves internally or media polls, show decidedly anywhere from 60 to 80% of the public oppose it for Connecticut.
Now, Commissioner, Senator, you and Senate Republican President Fasano sent a letter, a joint letter, to the Commissioner Redeker of the DOT, questions about tolls. Have you heard back from the Commissioner?
Well, not as yet, although I do see that in some of the language that they're going to be voting on today, that they've included some of those questions about the number of tolls, the cost of the tolls, in that, from the standpoint of trying to get answers. But again, they're asking us to vote for a bill before they really know what's in the proposal itself, which is really wrong.
Senator, do we know what roads the tolls will be located on?
Well, that is exactly the question that we've posed. There have been discussions that it would include 95, the Merritt Parkway and the Wilbur Cross of 15, 91, 84, but there also have been reports that it might include 395, Route 8, Route 2, Route 9. In other words, a lot of our other roads that are north and south connectors to the major roadways. So it appears that it would be almost every single a limited access roadway that we have in Connecticut. And some that might be sort of lukewarm on the idea or could even entertain it say, well, let's just make them on the border. Or let's just have them for just out-of-staters. And then they'll, you know, be in support of it. But in fact, we cannot do that. It's not legal for us to have border tolls. And we cannot have a toll just for out-of-staters. We can have a discounted rate, but that discounted rate has to be offered to anyone else that is out of state. So, you know, the actual return on putting these in is still in question. There are so many unanswered questions. And you know that my opposition to tolls is not because intrinsically I don't support tolls. They're very useful in many states that have lower taxes, and that's their way to make up the loss of taxes. But Connecticut, unlike Massachusetts or New York, has some taxes that they do not have. The car property tax, for example, they don't have that tax, or they may not have a tax on taxes on pensions and Social Security. I know for certain they do not have a tax on gifts or the kind of inheritance tax we have. They don't have a tax on real estate conveyance when you're selling a house They don't have a income tax, in fact, without the ability to deduct expenses off of it, making our income tax effectively higher than theirs. So, and they don't have a percentage tax on top of their gas tax. Connecticut doesn't have just one tax on every gallon you put in your car. It has two. It has an excise tax and a percentage tax that went from 5% to 8.1%. And in fact, that 8.1% produced 29% more revenue than the year before. So the idea is that we're running out of money. It's because they're using the current funds of that transportation account for other things than our roads and our rails.
Senator, let me ask you another question about this. When you talk about the tolls, why can't we, and I've said this continuously on this program, why can't we wait until we get another governor? They don't have plans. They admit that they don't have plans. Why do they have to go ahead just because the present governor is in office? Why can't we wait? And if we're going to do it, the people don't want it. Everywhere that I go, they don't want it. And again, why can't we have time and why can't we wait for that time?
Well, it's politics, as you all know. They're concerned that if there's a change of leadership, and particularly if there's a change of leadership from Democratic to Republican governor, that they may not be able to get this through going forward. So they're trying very hard to put in all kinds of proposals, not just polls, but others as well, and get them in now before the November election.
Well, what scares me, Senator, and you know this, if this bill passes out of committee, the Speaker of the House has already promised he's going to bring it up for a vote in the House, and I would guess more than likely it would then go to the Senate.
Well, you're absolutely right. They have been very vocal and outspoken on the fact that the Speaker wants this bill. Now, where the governor kind of hedged in the past, he's all in favor of it as well.
Any chance you might hear from the commissioner on these questions? What's his track record of getting back to legislative leaders?
Well, we'll see, because oftentimes, well, most times, I would say, commissioner takes their cue from the governor's office.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it'll depend. And I don't expect any answer before this vote, for sure. So, you know, we'll see. We had study after study, by the way, that have shown us various things, but not currently.
Right.
And in the past, what we've seen is schematics that show, for example, 12 tolls that would be proposed between Greenwich and New Haven, just there.
Ugh.
And others have...
12 tolls, you said?
Wow.
12 tolls from Greenwich to New Haven.
Can you imagine those people who work in those areas, what it's going to cost them at the end of the year?
Well, exactly. We've even calculated what a typical trip would be in just certain regions, and it could be upwards to $260 more cost for a person a month.
To go to work.
God forbid if two of them work.
To go to work.
Two,
wow. That's ridiculous.
Just to go to work. Back and forth to go to work.
That's awful. Well, Senator, we'll see what unfolds today. This is very disconcerting, and I hope that you and your colleagues will keep on this, because Connecticut, as we all know, is an expensive place to live in now. Just imagine what it would be like if we had tolls.
Exactly. That's the point here. Connecticut's already too expensive, unaffordable. This is just one more layering of another tax, not a replacement of a current tax, but on top of. And Connecticut cannot afford to tax its citizens one penny more.
Senator, thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.